So we're going to continue what we started the previous weeks. So what we learned last week, and that's where we stopped, is the concept of Avraham. Avraham Avinu is, as we explained, he represents the concept of humans acknowledging that there is a creator. The idea that there is basically religion, the search for meaning, the search for Hashem, becomes inherent in human beings as an anthropological issue by Avraham Avinu. Avraham becomes the one that gives Hakorah, and what Reb Tzadok explained, that becomes part of the DNA of humans, because this is the beginning of the proto-humans, as the Torah describes to us, the beginning of civilization as we know is from Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu imbues and implants in humans that idea that they need and they recognize the existence of a higher being. Now, that translates into Jews that you have such a thing called the Emunah Pshuta. You have the Emunah Pshuta that people are ready to give up their lives, sometimes without knowing why. That creates that monotheism becomes almost a universal language, right? William James writes that, right? That there is a common language on the existence of a oneness of a being which is higher than the creator. And Avraham Avinu becomes, as we spoke last week, the forefather of that monotheism, right? There is, and there what we said is divided in three. He creates the Jewish people, which is called the Avraham legacy, which is Torah. Okay, if you can hear me. So the Avraham legacy is directly this idea of the continuation of the Derech of Avraham. That's how we believe it. Then you have the second level are the people who are the Abrahamic religions, who are people who acknowledge, not only they acknowledge, they relate themselves to Avraham. And those are what's called the replacement theologies. The replacement theologies are people who believe, and we have at least 2.5 billion humans, who believe that they are followers of Avraham in their own way, which is Islamic Christianity, right? Islamic Christianity, are they, if you ask them in their own writings, they believe that they are following the Derech of Avraham. And they are the replacement theologies for Torah, and we'll see how that fits in. That's what's called the direct link. And then there is such a thing called the indirect link. The indirect link are all the Asian religions who share, in essence, our ideas. Now, we, in our understanding, which is the Midrash, which is the Medrash Rabbah that says that Bnei Keturah, Avraham told them, Vayishlachem kedma el eretz kedem, sent them to the east, as the Midrash says, he told them, Kol ma shatem yichulim leazriach tazrichu, you should go as far east as you can go. And the Redal, which is a big Talmud of the Gro, writes that what it means, they told them, go to the east, you should reach the eastern shore. And he found a land which was surrounded by a wall, and says the Radal, that is China up to date. I mean, there was always, even though the overall China is not that old, but probably there was a tradition that there were people who lived in places surrounded by walls to fortify themselves. And that's why they share so many of our ideas. It is just fascinating to see. When I went to school at Columbia, one of my papers I wrote because I actually took something called Tibetan Buddhism, right? And the Pali writings of the Buddha, it's amazingly similar to what we say. So it's possible that that's the truth of the universe, but according to our understanding, those are the traditions of Avraham that passed on to them from times immemorial. But that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu brings to the world the Hakorah, the understanding, the reflection that there is a superior being. And that's Avraham Avinu, and I told you, divided in three, the Jewish legacy, which is the continuation, the direct link, and the indirect link. Okay? Now, tonight what we'll explore is the concept of Yitzchak. When Yitzchak comes into the game, what does he add? And we're going to see why it's so evident and apparent from the Torah itself, and from how our Chachomim, how Chazal learned, how different he was from Avraham. And what we'll explore today is the counterpart to Yitzchak, which is Ishmael. And we'll see Ishmael, how we and how our thinkers understand Ishmael to be. And what we'll do is I have given you writings to see how the Arabs themselves see and portray what they think and how they follow in their own way of Rome. And by the way, we'll try to explain why is that so? Why do you have 1.2 billion? So today we'll explore Yitzchak and the counterpart to Yitzchak, which is Ishmael, and Ishmael, which is the Islamic religion that becomes the religion of the Arab tribes. How did that develop? Why did that develop? And what does that mean to us? Okay? So, on last week's handout, and I think it's page 3, and the paragraph starts with Shenolad Yitzchak. And as I explained, we are going to be doing always with text. This class is something that we are basing ourselves on different texts. We are now following somebody called Reb Tzedek HaKohen. We explained last week who he was. He's the great thinker of the 19th century, dying in the beginning of the 20th century, which combines Litvish thinking and it combines together with Hasidic thinking. He was a Lithuanian that morphed into a Hasid and finally ended up as a Rebbe. So you can't have somebody that really straddles the Jewish people more than somebody who was a Litai and from a Hasid becomes a Rebbe. So that's what you learned. So it says like this, in the second paragraph, Ubishonolad Yitzchak, Nitbarer Avraham Avinu Shorshokach. Yitzchak showed, and he is the biggest proof, that what Avraham acquired, he basically created a structure and a prototype that continued and followed. Ach mikol mokom birzeh todat Yitzchak b'shenimol ha-shmona hu shegam b'katnut ukach. That's why the mila of Yitzchak is at the age of 8 days. When he doesn't have any understanding, to realize that now the choice to look for God is a slam dunk, is a natural, inborn, ingrained idea on humans. So you don't have to work. And I mentioned last week, that's why by Avraham, he searched for Hashem. What, 72 years that he fought against Avodah Zarah and Nimrod and Kivshan Ha'esh, the Torah doesn't mention it because there's nothing to learn from it. What Avraham did, he made it natural for humans to search for God. V'zehu emunah bekatnus. And what he inherited the world was the code, the infant faith. V'lachen u'shorj lekatnus emunah v'shebe'elem v'shkol akorad imitad abriya shegam ha'moysev philosophy gam kelamitziz Hashem Yisborach. And therefore, today, naturally humans are going to search for that. Anthropologists today break their heads and say, why are humans looking for religion? But the truth is, we believe that that's what Avraham gave to the world. Hu akora bekatnus, but this is called the understanding of an infant. It's a very, very basic search, yearning for God. People can do this by thinking, by contemplating, or naturally by Jews. However, now there is a higher level of contemplation, understanding, connection to Hashem. Hadoime lereiya. And that's not only knowing that there is a God, but actually seeing God. Seeing God is a total different concept. That a person is facing, is connecting. Not only knowing that there is a God, but the yearning to connect, to be part of it. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Yitzchak is the one that points God and sees God. This is the concept of miracles, that we can see how God is acting, how God interacts, how God interfaces with us. That's why you have Yomim Tovim. Yomim Tovim are the times that we went to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeroi Yere, that we came to see Hashem, to see God. It's the idea that we get to really create a connection, to understand Him, to see Him, to contemplate. All the miracles All the miracles that we have, okay, and that's so important to understand, they are miracles which are functional. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to do something, nature didn't allow, he broke the laws of nature. But there is a second kind of nature, miracles. The miracles that the Christians, that we're going to see next week, the Christians believe the miracles are proofs of God. In other words, gods get proven by miracles. We don't believe that. The Rambam will tell you that that's not. But miracles teaches us, the miracles teach us lessons of what God is, how he relates to us. All the miracles are done in a way that you could learn from it. What is Hashem? What does he want us to understand and to see him? You realize something, that our office, and we're going to get it, but in Parsha Sashavua, our Parsha is a very epic Parsha, because Yaakov Avinu, through his dealings with Esav and through his tribulations in life, he reaches to a point that he understands Hashem in a deeper sense, to the point that in the middle of the Parsha, it says, Vayikra lo kel Elokei Yisrael, that he called him, the God of Israel. Says in Rashi and the Gemara, quotes the Gemara, that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kel Elokei Yisrael. And the reason is because what Yaakov got to see through these miracles, Hashem says, this is what I want to portray myself to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything else. But the Ovis were the ones who brought through miracles, through teachings, through their lives and tribulations, to have an understanding of Hashem, a revelation. And Hashem said, this is the right revelation. Kel Elokei Yisrael. To the point that who is sitting in Kisei HaKovet, the first person who represents the Kisei HaKovet is Yaakov Avinu. Tzuros Hakuka b'Kisei HaKovet, which means that what Yaakov saw, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And I mentioned several times, this is going to be a paradigm for all of us, that when Daniel sees a person sitting on Kisei HaKovet, the Arizal say he saw himself sitting in Kisei HaKovet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. That interaction are the miracles, are the feelings of life that you connect and you end up knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one of us get to know him in a different way. And the sum total of us represents Yaakov Avinu, that is the Gilui of Hashem Be'olam HaZeh. And you realize that Hashem is beyond any understanding. We never know who he is. We can only understand who he portrays to be. And that's a function of what we get to know. And what it is, it starts from Yitzchak. Yaakov, Avraham Avinu is the emuna, faith, seeing, contemplation. It's only from Yitzchak. Funnily enough, Yitzchak, in the end of his life, becomes blind. Because when you see the truth, everything else is not true. The greatest Kabbalist was Rabbi Yitzchak de Minako. He was the one, by the way, it's such an interesting story, when the Zohar was discovered, the Zohar was only revealed, discovered, publicized in the 12th, 13th century. And Rabbi Moshe de Leon. And there was a lot of controversy. Is it real? Is it not real? And the one who was sent to certify was the greatest Kabbalist at that time, was Rabbi Yitzchak de Minako, and he was also blind. Because when you get to see the truth, everything else is not real. So Yitzchak Avinu becomes blind at the end of his life because he's the one who creates the seeing, the contemplation. And the greatest one who validated the Zohar that we have today was validated by Rabbi Yitzchak de Minako. Yitzchak was also blind. Interestingly enough, right? He's the validation of the Zohar, at least that we have, and that he was sent. That's what the Avraham Zakut in Sefer Yochsin says. Okay, Shubi Yom Tov, Yireh Kol Schurcha V'Dorshu Chazal, Yiro Yireh. You come to be seen and you come to see. Yom Tov is the time that you can to contemplate. All the Yom Tovim are lessons of that idea. Ketam Avraham Oiled Yitzchak, Dezeu Darga De Pachad Yitzchak. This is why Yitzchak is called Midas Hadin. Yitzchak represents not love, but in essence, fear. But not fear, but awe. Because when you see, the idea of seeing is connection. You realize that for us to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to resemble what he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to allow us to see him, he had to contract himself. right? In the same way that when you have a lot of light, you need a filter to be able to get it. The same way that he had to contract himself to allow us to see him, for us to be able to see him, we need to contract. It gives us all limitations. That's the whole idea of Yitzchok, being Pachad Yitzchok. Because when you see and you contemplate what it is, the natural feeling is the feeling of awe. Or realizing how distant and how great an awesomeness. That's why the word re'iyah and the word ira, fear and awe, and seeing is the same words in Hebrew. Re'iyah and ira is the same thing. K'moshe kosa be'agod reish orachayim. The Ramah says this in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. That's why Behar Hashem Yiroe, Shenizgale Be'akeidas Yitzchok. When a Yitzchok comes, that idea of Yitzchok, the difference between Yitzchok and Avrom, Avrom is faith. Faith is distant. God is there and I'm here. It's the faith of a creator. But then Yitzchok created the idea that Yitzchok gave his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Akedas Yitzchok is that he wants to become part of God. He wants to reattach. He wants to create a relationship. But more than a relationship, he wants to give himself over. The concept of awe is the concept that you are mevatel yourself. You cancel yourself to connect to a higher being. That higher being is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the connection, the serving, the being part of the process. That's Yitzchok. And that's why Yitzchok was able to see by the Akedah, Behar Hashem Yiroeh. Shakrovas nafsho Hashem is borach lekorban. When you make yourself into a korban means, Meloshon Ramban says, kiruv, attachment, approximation. Zeba mitzadariyah. When you see something which is awesome, you realize that that's the reality, and you want to become part of the real. Korban is only to the Shem Hayatzim. Because Korban is taking the world and, like Joshua Matai used to say, is the destruction of the being to connect it to a higher form. When you realize that's a higher form, you realize that we live here, it's a fallacy, it's not real. When you get to see the truth, you want to connect to the truth and you want to escape a world that's not real. Lord Shah Shemus Hamuirim al Midois, the Haina Kora Bitzat Pulloisav Midoisav. Usually, you connect to Hashem in a lower sense. The connection of Hashem to what he does to you. He gives you this, he gives you that. Aval Havaye, the Shem Havaye, who I Hashem Haetzem Vakoras Haetzem. That's the recognition of his existence. Ze Nikrareya. The recognition of his existence, the contemplation by nature, is the idea that he's the one. The oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us realize that there is nothing else. And that's the greatest feeling of ecstasy, which is the feeling of connection. Yitzchok in his life was a person who became a korban. He became a oil atmima. It's not that he came to the Akedah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, forget it, go. No, no, no. The Akedah is what he becomes. He becomes a korban all his life. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the sense that he's not allowed to live at Tzor. There is a feeling of connection. Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tomid. Rav Tzadok, you're going to see in a second. Avram Avinu allows people to die l'shem shomayim. Yitzchok is the one who allows us to live l'shem shomayim. It's easy to die al kiddush Hashem. You make a decision and you're gone. It's finished. Avram Avinu gave that decision. Yitzchok is the decision that we live al kiddush Hashem. That our lives is a lives with meaning, with connection. That's Yitzchok. Midas Adin tells you that I depend on him. The whole idea of the existence of Midas Adin. Why did Hashem create justice? God only wants to bestow good. Why does he create the concept of punishment? Our understanding is that Midas Adin is for us to earn it, because in order to connect to Hashem, we have to be the only similar things connect. There is the law in spirituality of similitudes. The things which are similar are not choytzes. There is no separation. Min beminoi and choytzes. Two things which are similar connect by nature. Even though the physical is the opposite, right? In the physical is the world of physical is a mirror image. That's why opposites connect, right? Plus and minus. But in spirituality, the similarity, similitudes connect. So Midas Adin is to allow us to be to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu is self-sufficient. We have to be self-sufficient. So Midas Hadin is in order to connect. That's why Yitzchak is Midas Hadin, he's a korban, because this function is that you don't want to die al Kiddush Hashem, you want to live al Kiddush Hashem. That's why faith does one thing only. Faith allows you to give up your life to defend your faith. That's why Avraham Avinu is a natural thing, that every Jew is ready to die al Kiddush Hashem. But the core of Hashem, that Hashem is in front of me, that Hashem is here and I'm facing Him. That comes a life of Kiddush Hashem, a life of Mesirus Nefesh. That's Mesirus Nefesh. We live a life of meaning. Yitzchok is the beginning of Avoida. The Torah is Gmilus Chasodim and Avoida. Who started Avoida? Who is the first Eved Hashem? Is Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the one that's Eved Hashem, that gives Mainzer. He is the one who creates. That's not enough to have faith. It's important to live with that. Our lives, He gives our meaning. We connect. That's what we're here for. And the desire to serve Hashem, to live for Him, comes from Yitzchok. That's how we do mitzvahs. He says like this, the Tzaddik. It's like today, you see such a bit of classes. People want to, if they would decide to build a Beis HaMikdash. People give up all their money to do it. The same way the people who were the Bir Yoinim, they were not the greatest people in the staff of the Beis HaMikdash, but they were ready to defend and to die to defend the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mesirus Nefesh to do good, to realize, to live a life of Kiddush Hashem, to say that this is the meaning of our lives, to realize that to connect a Kiddush Boch is not to give up life, but to live a life, that's Yitzchok. That's a Koras HaNoichach. Shivis Yashem LeNegdi Tomid. Zeo B'Tolden Sestem D'Yisrael B'Helem Godol. And this is, Jews have not only faith, they have a desire to connect. You see, Jews are so much looking for meaning. It's so interesting that Israelis, right, they go from the army, they look and they go to India and they get connected to the Hindus. They are connected to the Indian faith, to Hinduism, precisely because of the ideas that we talk about of connection, of meaning. That's natural. People are looking for meaning. People are not looking to die al Kiddush Hashem. People are looking to live al Kiddush Hashem. You should know something about Yitzchak. I always say, we always think that we live here in this world to get Olam Haba. Torah is for Olam Haba. And I think that Olam Haba is actually, as I mentioned, is the icing on the cake. We live in this world to have Olam Haba here, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have meaning. That's what Yitzchak brought to us. Yitzchak is Ketz Chai. He lives Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. That's the world of meaning, the world of connection. Yitzchok is the one that does that. Ki mashu betoldo bekatus kinisker. Everything else is small and nothing. That's why we have in us, we are b'nei nevim. Our lives, if we open ourselves, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting with us, live a life of meaning just by watching little things. Today I mentioned, we have the concept of Gidanoshe. The fighting with Sora Shel Esav is Gidanoshe. We take the sciatic nerve and allow to eat. The Primer Godim writes, and the Gemara already says, that Gidanoshe has no taste. It tastes like nothing. But the Primer Godim explains that it has a very subtle taste. Because in life, the clues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is for us to be attentive to the subtle messages. Big messages are always things which are very obvious. People are looking for a miracle with thunders, a second Har Sinai. And we are not Nevi'im, we are B'nei Nevi'im. B'nei Nevi'im means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts, you're always facing, but they come in very subtle messages. We just have to be sensitive to the subtle messages. That's why we don't need Gidanoshe to realize that this subtle taste That's what makes us Jews. In life, we are the children of Yitzchak. V'kedas Yitzchak lezaro iberacham in tisko. You remember Kedas Yitzchak for the zero of Yitzchak. Don't remember for Avrom. Because Avrom Avinu, he wanted to kill his child, that's it. By killing, he'll be out of the game. Yitzchak is the one that leaves HaKadosh Hashem. That's the one who is the first Jew. The first Jew is Yitzchak, not Avram. V'anovi nikra roye keshokoye chariyah v'nevuo yeshe tzorko liso alak be'elam shev nenivim leosid yeh bezgalo desh poruchi. And leosid lovoi is just a oylam haba, is an oylam haze bigger. The same hakor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in oylam haze, in oylam haba will be in a greater sense. And let's look at what the Reb Tzodok says himself in the Resisei Laila. ומזה באסוגס יצחוק שבא אחר אברום אבינו שהיה ראש המאמינים שיש בו ירמה. אברום אבינו is the first one to believe. והוא לא הסתפק באסוגס אביו. Look at the child does. Look at יצחוק. יצחוק was not happy and wasn't enough to follow what אברום אבינו did. אברום אבינו was masig, he was mamin. יצחוק says, I have to go one step forward. רק רוצה להשיג עוד אסוגס נבדלס. He wanted to create his own imprint. Always say there is a rebellion of children. They want to set their own ways. Yitzchak Avinu, you see, we always think that the success of children is for us to clone our children. From our office, we see that's not the case. Avraham Avinu gave the chinuch to Yitzchak, that Yitzchak in some ways became almost the opposite of Avraham. And Reb Tzodok is going to explain, this is the famous Reb Tzodok, he should use in Resisei Laila, that he wasn't enough. He wanted to create his own path. And we're going to see that by Ishmael is the same thing. Dalken nikra Eloike, that's why it's called Eloike Avrom, Eloike Yitzchok, Eloike Yaakov. Each one wanted to have his own imprint. Al kolecha, ki kolecha de amesika sogem yuchem yuchem. Each one wanted to create his own path. The success with children is for us to allow them to create their own path, to take ourselves into the next step. To take and make our children our clones, that is not success, but it's a great failure. So says Reb Tzodok, that's Yitzchok. V'dover ze chidish Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu taught us what a successful child means. Sheyesh asogos shoyne zudrochim shoynim lagia lemitos ezborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great that there is always a new way to connect to Him. The path is the same, but the connection is individual. Each individual has his own contribution to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Zohar says that 600,000 Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribo Yisrael Torah. There are 600,000. Whatever you understand, 600,000 is that each Jew represents a letter in the Torah. Because each of us has our own individual understanding. To have Sdoim, that everybody thinks the same way, that violence of Yiddishkeit is all about. People think that machloikes, I always say the machloikes, discussions, arguments, differentiations, people think that that is a detriment, a deficiency of the Jewish people. It's just the opposite. The fact that each one of us has, that's what Yitzchak taught us. Yitzchak took Avraham Avinu, but he became the ultimate, quote unquote, rebellion. He became completely the opposite, but that's not a rebellion. That is teaching us that each one has his own understanding. That's why he became a Elokei Yitzchok. If all of us are supposed to be the same, says Reb Tzodok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create the one person. Why did he create so many Jews? It's because we are the sum total of us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much bigger than any one of us. If you want to be my way or the highway, I can tell you, you are out of the highway. Because there is no such a thing as my way or the highway. In Yiddishkeit, that's Reb Tzodok. Reb Tzodok, by the way, he could see that. You know why? Because he was a Litvish and a Chosid at the same time. He realized, you know something, both of them are true. And both of them make the reality. If everything would have been the same, you needed one person in one day. The fact that we are here, we're supposed to be different. And each one is right for the time and for the space. That's why all of us are born in a certain time, in a certain place. Because this is what we make in that mosaic of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. That's why I told you the Ari, and this is the Reb Tzodok is following that school, that in essence, in Kisya Kovet, each one of us, Our Olam Haba, we're not going to share, we're not going to sit in the Olam Haba of somebody else. That's why the Gemara says, Kol echad nichva mechuposo shel chaver. The Gemara says it in Olam Haba. Everybody will be burned by everybody else's chupa. Because in the world, the hasoga that we have Hashem, how we relate to Him is individual to us. And each one individually sees differently. And the mosaic makes the picture. But that is the lesson of Yitzchak. So continue the Tzadok and he says, there's no argument that Yitzchak and Avraham are arguing and say, Yitzchak is saying, rebelling against his father, say, okay, your derech doesn't make any sense. I will take the opposite side. Avraham and Yitzchak represent Ahav and Ira. Avraham Avinu is the Catholic Israel. Love, everybody goes in. Yitzchak is the one that's Midas Ha'ira. The idea that when you see a Kodesh Boch, you realize that there is a responsibility. Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin is Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham is Chesed Avraham. Avraham Avinu is open for everybody. Avraham Avinu is the Hakorah, there is a Boire, and there's no obligations. That's why he was Mekar of all these people, but whatever. He came. Rabbi Shachachma always says, what the Gemara writes about Avraham? The Gemara writes about Avraham, they kept Eruv Tavshili. Eruv Tavshili means that you mix everything. Everything was, everybody was good, becomes for everybody. Yitzchak is the beginning of Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the concept of Midas Adin. It's Ketzchai, living a life of connection, of meaning, of dedication. That's Ira. Kiyadua. But Shneim Emes, both of them you need. Gam Yachad, it's like Lov the Bishneim. And Avraham and Yitzchak are part and parcel of all of us. Like you have my millionim, my tachtoinim. And futurely, we adopted both Avraham and Yitzchak within us. That's the thinking fast and thinking slow that we speak so many times. But some people have more Ahava, some people have more Ira. But we have both, and we create our own ways. And therefore, each one is a machlokes. We see the world differently. But that's the beauty. We have a conversation. That's what it says. That's why the children of Yaakov have a machlokes. The machlokes is because they think differently. Yosef and Yehuda are completely different. And they don't know how to reconcile. The reconciliation. You realize the whole Kol HaTorah Kula, all branches, is fratricide, is brothers fighting with each other, right? We start from Cain and Hevel, and it goes throughout Yaakov and Esav in our parsha. We go Yosef and the brothers. How does the branches end up? With Menashe and Ephraim, two brothers, they were able to reconcile. But the reconciliation of the two is not to assume that they agree with each other. One was put ahead of the other. But to realize that each one, doesn't matter where you are, you still have a place. That's what the message of the whole idea of Bereishis, that we thrive in our differences and machlokes, is to create a common language. Shebe'emes, kol Yisrael, that's what he says. That's why it's easy, and the Yetzirah is that a machlokes turns into war. The fact they don't think differently, we try to make everybody think the same way. It's my way or the highway. I'm going to say something that for me is that the whole idea of Avraham and Yitzchak is to create that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be understood through diversity. But it's interesting that one of the unique aspects of the Avraham Avinu legacy of all the Abrahamic religions, that they are very much my way or the highway. Meaning the Islam will kill you. See, if you're not Muslim, you're going to kill. Jews also, we say either our way or the highway, or and the Christians say my way or the highway, even though the legacy of Avraham and Yitzchak is diversity. You realize how the machloikis is. Yitzchak, Avraham and Yitzchak is saying, Avraham says the only way Klal Yisrael can be existent if Yitzchak takes his own way. Diversity creates reality. But the Yetzirah is that diversity creates war. And that's why it's very, that's what the Tzaddik says, machloikes can lead to milchoma, and that's a problem. We realize that thinking differently doesn't make sense. That doesn't mean that it's my way and I'm right, and if I'm right, you're wrong. I can be right and you can be right. And like the film story, right, that fiddle on the roof. You're right, I'm right, and the third one is right by saying that both of them are right. That's Yiddishkeit, okay? That's what he says. Shmei Mekor Yisrael Zera Koidesh Zech Kama Chloiz Beinem Urak Eich Lavod Hashem Ushnei Mechuvod Mechoidet Baruch Kaliwa. And the two of them are true. Okay, now we're going to go into Yishmael. So you should go back to what we said today. I sent the new handout, and that's what we're going to skip it over to Yitzchak. Yes, Yishmael. I told you, is it directly or that for sure is spiritually changed, right? That's the beginning of the world. That's the beginning of the culture. Anthropologically changed. It's difficult to know the causality of how it went, but we believe that he did it directly or indirectly by osmosis, by in physical sense and spiritual sense. But the world became a monotheistic world. Interestingly enough, I was telling people, today, what's the ultimate Avodah Zarah? That we quote is Hinduism, right? You go to India, someone just came, or Smith came from India, and he tells me there are, as you know, hundreds of millions of Avodah Zarah. Who knows? Maybe tens of millions of Avodah Zarahs. Each one believes in something else. And interestingly enough, this, if you studied, and I studied the stuff, right? There is something called the Upanishads. The Upanishads are the Lehavdil, Torah Shebaal Peh of Hinduism, right? They are the interpretations of the gurus of the Vedas. And that's a tradition. And the Upanishads say clearly that really there is only one reality called the Brahman. This is Avram and Brahman, right? That he's only one. But he expresses himself in various ways to different people. That's why it appears to be that different deities. But all the deities are the expression of one God expressing himself differently to allow people to connect to him in different ways because there's diversity of people. Can you imagine? So that's what the Upanishads say. So this, what you think is the biggest Avodah Zarah, people today worship as Avodah Zarah, but in their writings, it's not Avodah Zarah, is something called the Brahman, which is a unity that because people can relate to unity, they have to relate to unity through diversity. So each one relates to the same Brahman through the Vishnu and all of them, but it's only one thing. It's only one God expressing itself in different languages. So you see that the language of Avram becomes really part of the world. Okay, let's start on Ishmael. This is the famous Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says, Tikover b'seiva toiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Tikover b'seiva toiva. And Rashi quotes already, Sheyase ishmo tshuva ishmol b'yom of the ishmol udu tshuva. Hine ma'ise ovo isiman labonim. The same way Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham that ishmol udu tshuva, who remez, he was creating a reality. Shebnei ishmol be'achris ayom imiskarvu la'emes. That in the end, Ishmael are going to become true monotheists. The true monotheism, besides Klal Yisrael, is only Islam. So the conversion of the Arab tribes into Islam, this is nothing but the kiyum of the Avtocha. This is the realization of the promise that Hashem gave Avraham, the Ishmael of the Tshuva. Le'ames v'yaminu b'Hashem Echad. They are going to believe Hashem Echad. V'ibadlu me'ov de gilulim. And they are going to abandon Avodah Zarah. You realize that the story of Islam is an amazing story, right? These people were worshippers of the Kaaba. They were Arab tribes and they served the Kaaba. The Kaaba was the big stone, right? The people go and they have the Hajj. Everybody knows in Saudi Arabia. That was the religion of theirs. They were, the Rambam calls them of the Marculis. They were worshippers of the stone. That's why Rashi always says that the Arabs were mishtach v'l'ofer shebaragleim. Rashi says that they bow down to the dirt on their feet, right? Because they worship minerals. Either because some people say because maybe this was a meteorite that came down. Who knows why? But that's what they do. That's what they did. That's why they threw stones at the Kaaba. Muhammad comes and he claims that he saw Gabriel, Malach Gabriel, which is Jibril, and he told him the Dasa Emes. And he convinced all of them to adopt monotheism. And he takes this Kaaba and he, like all the religions, right? It's very hard to make people do things differently. You do the exact same thing, just change the narrative. So they continue worshiping the Kaaba, but the Kaaba was the way to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yaseh Tshuva. It's Mamish Tshuva Me'ava, right? You take what you did, and instead of doing that as an Avera, you do that Kibiyochol as a Mitzvah. But you realize that they are true monotheists to the point that Rabbi Sholem Diskin says that if a Muslim is davening, you cannot cross in front of him. The same way somebody davening Shmonesre, you're not allowed to pass in front of him. You're not allowed to pass in front of a Muslim. When a Muslim is davening, you can't stop him. You can interrupt because he believes that Kodesh Boch Echad. There are those, which are not few, who believe that if you don't have a show to daven, instead of davening at home, you might have to daven in the mosque. Okay? You should ask your rabbi, I don't take my psak. But I'll tell you, it's not a simple story. So says the Beshech Chochman, this is Yishmol HaSashuvah. Koshekosav Rabbeinu, like the Rambam writes, V'zeh Shebikes Yitzchak. And that's why Yitzchak wanted to do the same thing for Esav. Al Esav Yuchan Rosha. He wanted Esav also to abandon Avodah Zorah, to also be a true monotheist. Shegam Yisrachem Avodah Zorah Be'achris Hayomim. V'yah Tshuva Be'eretz Nechoichas. Lachen Bal Yiroh Gavas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch says, Esav would not happen that. You'll see that Esav is not that. V'yoyved Avagililim Ad Bayom Yeshem Echad. Esav is different, and he'll be in some ways a pagan up to the Achris Hayomim. That's why Chazal, we're going to learn in future weeks, why do Chazal assume that the Romans and Christianity becomes an expression of Esav? Because all of this, so the Haftoch of Islam is an Haftoch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, that he'll do tshuva. So Muhammad is the kiyum of tikover beseva toiva. So it's not something stam simple. That's the conversion of the Arab tribes from pagans, from paganism, to what we know is true monotheism, is done through Muhammad. This is the haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu tikover beseva toiva. Now, where does it go wrong? What's Yishmol? Vishmol moinim la levona. One thing says, now, this one that we saw before is the Meshe Chochma. Who is the Meshe Chochma? The Meshe Chochma is Rav Meir Simcha Bitvinsk, also 20th century rabbi. He wrote the Meshe Chochma, and that sefer is a sefer on Chumash. He was a rov in Dvinsk with the Rogachover. He was the Litvish, and the Rogachover was the Chassidish, the Lubavitch, they had big machlokes, but the Meshe Chochma wrote two sforim. He wrote the Meshe Chochma on Chumash, and he wrote the Or Sameach on the Rambam. And the Meshe Chochma is an amazing sefer on the Chumash. So I'll tell you just parenthetically, because what we just saw is the Meshe Chochma. The Meshe Chochma, a guy called Buxbaum in Israel, the head of Machon Yerushalayim, had the Ksav Yad of the Meshe Chochma. And I'll tell you, he sold afterwards the different pages. I bought one page, and I'm going to bring it next week, next time for you to see the writings of the Meshe Chochma, how the Meshe Chochma wrote the sefer. But no, it's amazing. His way of thinking is like a flow of consciousness. It's not a sefer on Chumash. He wrote the Chumash, Pasuk A, he wrote, and he had a notebook, and he wrote Vortim, and he put on the Chumash. It's different piece of paper, different sizes, sometimes a napkin, and a stream of consciousness. He write the same piece of paper that I have, a Dvar Torah in Parshas Baal Yischa, and then you say a pshat in a Pasuk in Dvarim, and then you explain to you something about Avraham. It's like Yosef, a stream of consciousness that he reached him. Sometimes it's on a napkin, sometimes it's on a notebook, sometimes it's in a piece of paper that you can't even read. And then he wrote a sefer on the Rambam, organized a sefer on the Rambam Kador Sameach, to the point that my Rosh Shiva, the Bruderman, when he got the first copy of the Or Sameach in Slabodka, he told me the Bruderman, had problems with his eyes. So he always blamed, I'm not sure if he's medically right. He says, you know why I have the problem with his eyes? Because I was a bochur in Slabodka, and the Or Sameach, the sefer from this Meir Simcha Bitvinsk, came, and there was one copy in yeshiva, and there was a line. And says, my, I was a young boy, so my, quote-unquote, time to read the Meshe Chochma was 2 o'clock in the morning, and the yeshiva had no lights. So I had to write this by the moonlight. And I was straining my eyes, and that killed my eyesight. That's what he said, the Rosh Shiva. That was such a chod. But the Rosh Shiva told me, this was the sefer called Dor Sameach. But his sefer on Chumash, he only printed it to get money to print Dor Sameach. But anybody who understands the Meshe Chochma, the sefer that you're reading is the most fundamental sefer that really is revolutionary, not Dor Sameach. So even though he only printed this to go ahead and to have money to bring his sefer on the Rambam, because that's like something, says the sefer on Chumash is unbelievable. And this word, what he says, is such a fundamental idea, that the idea of Yishmael and Muhammad and Islam, even though he was called a shoite by the Rambam, we'll soon see why, But this is the kiyum of the avtocha of Avrom to cover b'siva toiva. And he says, Yishmael moin malavona. If you know Yishmael, the Arabs, now going back to Rab Tzodek in Likutei Amorim. And he says, they count their calendar to the moon. Aval ein mashvim chodshei im shnot hachama kayedua. The thing that they are different than us. They are lunar calendars, but their calendars do not have the conjunction of the solar calendar. In Yiddishkeit, we count our calendar as lunar, but we conjunct, we have the idea of having something called the Shana Meuberet, that we reattach, reconnect to the sun. The Ainu says, what's the significance? Ke Yishmoelim inam adov de avoy de Zora. Yishmoelim are not idolaters. They are true monotheists. And they believe that God intervenes in the world. And all the ideas that Muhammad took from the Torah. Because you realize something. Both of these faiths, which you call the Abrahamic faith, the replacement theologies, they base themselves on the Torah. They say themselves. You realize they're called replacement theologies. They are based on the self that God gave Torah, but Muhammad is saying that we Jews, how does Muhammad present Islam, right? How does he present the Quran? We're going to see some ideas of the Quran inside, because it's important when we study about somebody to see what they see about themselves. It's very easy for us to talk about them, what they think. It's better to hear what they have to say about themselves. But the Quran thinks the following idea, that the Torah was true and was given to Moshe. And Moshe was a Rasul, not only a Nabi, not only a prophet, he was a Rasul, he was a messenger of God. But what happened is that the Jews distorted that message and became something called the Tahrif. The Tahrif is that the Jews took the ideas and they messed it up. Starting from the eagle, we had the golden calf, and we distorted the ideas. And he came to restore the real Torah. And therefore, they believe in the same tenets, in essence, that we believe. Call Shor Shei Muna. All the Shor Shei Muna got from Torah, because he bases himself on that. Actually, Kol Mokum Kibbulin Torah Smoshe Lizgayer, but they did not want to become Jewish. They wanted to develop their own thought. Even though they're monotheists, they're still a goy. Kechol Mishukoimik Mishukoimik Kibbulin Mamesh. The agreement, so the Tzaddik says, could be that they are even worse. We're going to see that. It's like that you know God, but you refuse to serve Him. He acknowledges Torah, but he could never accept Torah. He took the message that the Torah was distorted, and he creates his own message that in some ways could be worse. The Ishmael. So we'll finish like in 7 minutes. Ishmael was born. There is a difference between Yitzchak and Ishmael. Ishmael is the son of Avram before his bris milah. So he was conceived be'orla. Even though Avram Avin was a Jew no matter what before bris milah, he was only Jewish after bris milah. The bris milah means that this becomes, in his own reproduction organ, becomes a sign of faith. Before that wasn't. Avraham Avinu, before that, was a convert. To have a natural ability to procreate people with the right faith had to be that his reproductive organs had a milah. So Ishmael is also a convert. He was not born Bikdusha. He could have been Jewish. I mean, he converted, but he converted halfway in his own way. When Avram davened, let Ishmael live in front of you. The tefillah of Avram is what gave them the power to return to do tshuva. That's why he says, let him live in front of you. Real life is only a life with faith in God. Is only in front of Hashem. יחיה לפניך, to live a life, is to know that הקדוש ברוך הוא exists, and that ישמור על גת. הם מסתכלים משיגים. But, take a look what the difference is. וזה שאומר פונה אליך ואניך אסלח. There is a face of God that's very misleading. כי כל מידס עדים נמשך מן הפונים. You realize something. There is a concept of differences. In this world, Chazal understand, and we're going to see, that Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed is expansion. Ishmael took that Midas of Avram and continued without having a counterbalance of Midas Adin. They believe that Midas Adin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That what differentiates humans from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us because of Chesed. So we are an expression of Chesed, and God is an expression of Midas Adin. And their faith is based on that. We are going to see. Because the sun, which is the giver of light, is red, it's fire, it burns, that Midas Adin. The moon, which is white, is a receiver, by nature is Midas HaChesed. They believe that their calendar functions and follows the moon, because they are an expression of Chesed. Din is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we're going to see something very interesting. One of the main ideas of Ishmael, of the Quran, is that the angel that came to talk to him, to Muhammad, was Malach Gavriel. Malach Gavriel, the Gemara says, right, is the Malach, which is the Midas Adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Jews were very against him. And said, one second, if God spoke to you, should have been Michael, not Gavriel. And Muhammad stand on top of it to say that was Gavriel, Jibril. And I have to you, if I quoted, the famous surah on Gavriel. And let me tell you, just read what the surah says. The ayah, surah 2. Surah 2 is on Gavriel, right? Gavriel is the mediator of revelation. Whoever is an enemy to Gavriel, he was that brought down the Quran upon by the heart of upon thy heart by the leave of God, confirming what was before it, and for a guide is a good tidings to the believers. Is Malach Gavriel. So the interpreters of the Quran say that this goes against the Jews. The Jews of Medina did not want to accept Muhammad because he was Malach Gavriel. I said, it doesn't make any sense. Malach Gavriel is the Malach of Midas Adin, not the Malach of Midas HaChesed. If an angel should have come, it's the Malach of Michal, and you got the wrong Malach. But he stood on this. So the Tzaddik is going to explain, and we'll see from in 2 weeks, because they are Midas HaChesed, but they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Midas Adin. God is the one that punishes. We are an expression of Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an expression of Midas Adin, and they don't connect the two together. So for him, for sure, Malach Gavriel is the expression of God, because Malach Gavriel is Midas Adin, he's the one. That's why for God you kill you. All this, if you look at the Quran, I would say, Quran is a book of violence. Why is the book of violence? The Torah, but if you look at the Torah, we also say, kill Amalek, kill this, kill that. Why is it? Because the idea is that when you read the Quran, you come out, on the reader gets an impression that God wants you to really kill all the infidels, to just decimate them. The Torah, as much as it says, it never tells you that. It's Darchei Darchei Noam. I don't think anybody reads the Chumash and goes out to shoot people out, right? That doesn't give you the message. Because they believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Midas Adin, and they are Midas HaChesed uncontrolled. Because Midas HaChesed, Midas Adin, those two powers of the world, that's what separates humans from God. Yitzchok is the one that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimate Chesed, Midas Adin is for us, and we combine Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed. So both of them realized that Midas HaChesed of Avron, there is a balance to it. Where you place the balance, that's the difference between Yitzchok and Ishmael. Ishmael puts Midas Adin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we put Midas Adin to ourselves. Midas Adin is constraining, limiting, all the concept of Midas Adin. Yitzchok embodies and he says that Chesed and Din are connected. Chesed can only work through Midas Adin, and Midas Adin can only work with Midas HaChesed. You need balance. When that's Yitzchok comes a balance, and our Jewish life is this life of struggle and a balance. That's how we are. That balance, that we are constantly struggling and balancing, that's what makes the Jewish people. They see the ultimate cosmic confrontation between Midas HaChesed and Midas Adin, not within yourself, but humans as the Chesed, and that's what they do. God is Midas Adin, and therefore in the name of God, you could kill and maim and do everything else. If you ever see go to their house, meaning as long as you, there will be They are great hospitality and they bring people in. But in the name of God, they kill and destroy anything they can do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Midas Adin. Just to finalize, I'll tell you that this, what Yitzchok brought, the Midas Adin, Midas Chesed, the struggle of us. I just heard on Sfas Emes today, Israel, the name Israel is Kisarita im Alokim v'Nashim v'Tochal. You struggled with gods, with the angels and humans, and you were victorious. That's what it says by Israel. But if you follow, the name should not be in Israel, because Israel is Sarita, is the struggle. It should have been Michoel v'Tochal. The fact that the name is that you won, not that you struggled. Says the Sfas Emes, that's not what being Jewish is. Being Jewish is struggling. That struggle, that's what Jewish is. Vatuchal, the fact that you won, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I always say Vatuchal doesn't say that vinitzach, that you won. Vatuchal means you survived. We're not heroes to win battles. We are here to get the struggle. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but the idea is we survive. Vatuchal, meaning you remained. Klal Yisrael is Kisar Yisrael. This is the difference. Yitzchok is the one which is the inner struggle. Midas Adin becomes part and parcel of the people, and you realize that life is a combination. That's why we conjunct the sun and the moon, the giver and the taker, we put them together. The Islam creates a separation. The calendar is lunar calendar, and the solar is completely beyond. Therefore, they will look at the world as Midas HaChesed. They are the Chesed. That's why we're going to see how this thing develops. It becomes Taiva. We'll see that in 2 weeks. And they see God as an expression of Midas HaDin, punishing, giving. And they create, by doing that, the ultimate distance. That's what Klal Yisrael comes, that our inner struggle creates the connection that we and God are all one, which is the connection between the sun and the moon. Have a Shavua Tov. We'll see you in 2 weeks.